Good morning to y'all listeners here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the heart and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you will move for them in a special way. And we give your name the praise. And we tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today, follow me into the book of Matthew. Matthew, the 22nd chapter, 1st through the 14th verse. Matthew 22, 1 through 14. And the thought I want to leave with you today is the invitation. The invitation. And when you think of the word invitation, you know it comes from the word invite. So if you're going to invite someone to something, you know that the word invite is a verb and it's used with an object. So to invite someone means to request the presence or participation of in a kindly, courteous, or complimentary way, especially to request to come or go to some place, gathering or entertainment. But to have an invitation, it is to request the presence or participation of you in a kindly way. So we're going to talk about the invitation. And let's look at Matthew 22. 1 through 14. And it reads, "And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. And they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatling are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, or he was angry. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, The wedding is ready. But they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered themselves all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast them into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gasping of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. The invitation. we see here that Jesus spoke in parables. And this parable he spoke in reference to, he was talking about the children of Israel. Here Jesus talked about the parable. He said it was of the kingdom of heaven. He talked about of a marriage prepared by God for his son. God sent out an invitation to Israel. God invited Israel, and Israel rejected the invitation. God showed great mercy. He extended a second invitation, and he prepared an abundance. So God saw his second invitation rejected. That one was rejected by the farmer. He was too busy, by a busy merchant. It was rejected by the worldly. They denied, they scoffed for that, they persecuted. Here God judged Israel for rejecting his invitation. So as Jesus gave this parable, and he was talking about the invitation, and he was referring and talking about how Israel rejected God's great invitation. Well, let's bring that from Israel to right here in 2013. Here, this parable can also be talking to us, the new Israel, the church, the world. Today, God is still sending out invitations, and people are still rejecting the invitations. The invitations is still being sent out, and that is, come whosoever you will, whoever you are, whosoever will, let him come and let him drink from the fountain of life. The invitation that God is sending out today is, come, accept my son, Jesus Christ. That's the invitation he's sending out today. This is the invitation God is sending out because for over 2,000 years ago, God gave his son. Son gave his life. Now God the Father is saying, you can come. Whosoever will, let them come. Now God the Father is saying, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is still eternal life. The invitation. God the Father has sent out an invitation. He sent out one during the time Jesus walked the earth, and Jesus gave a parable, and he was talking about Israel. But just like in the day when Jesus walked the earth, the invitation that God the Father sent out was being rejected, and it's still being rejected. Why? Because there was a farmer. He was too busy. There was a busy merchant. There were just people that just was not going to come to the wedding. So what did Jesus say in the parable? And in the parable, Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain man, which made a marriage for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Don't that sound like us today? Here God is saying, come. He's saying that you can drink from the fountain of life. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But just like the parable that Jesus spoke of, he said that when they were bidden to come, they did not come. They would not come. Not that they could not come. The Bible says that they would not come. That sounds just like sometimes when we witness the people and tell them about the goodness of God and give them the invitation to come and dine at the table of God. They will not come. Why won't they come, sister? They won't come because they feel that I got it made. They won't come because they'll have an excuse, just like they had when they said that I just got to go and do this and I'm busy doing that. They won't come because they'll say, well, I just got married and I need to be on my honeymoon. They'll say, well, I'm not coming because I'm too young to die and I'm too young to accept Jesus Christ in my life. Some will say, I won't come because I haven't lived my life yet. So they will reject the invitation. Well, that's what happened when Jesus was given the parable. He said that they would not come. So the second time, another invitation went out. And he said again, he sent forth another servant saying, tell them which are bidden or which are invited. He said, tell them that, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fattens are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Here what Jesus is saying today is, all things are ready. God the Father has sent the Son. The Son gave his life. The Son resurrected, is on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And now God the Father is saying, come. The table is spread. Come. Come unto me. There's an invitation that has gone out to the world. And not only has that invitation went out one time, that invitation has gone out two times, three times, four times, over and over. God is still saying, come unto me. The invitation is out. He requests your presence. He has invited you to come and be on the Lord's side. He has invited you to come, accept his Son, accept his sacrificial life, what he did on Calvary. You are invited to come. Now, sometimes we get invitations, and a lot of people, sometimes they're left out. You know, sometimes they just have invitations for the VIPs, and they'll overlook you, and they'll overlook that one, and they'll overlook the other one, because they say, oh, they ain't big enough. You know, their house ain't big enough. Or they don't drive the best car, so we don't want them to our party. Or they might say, well, you know what? You know, they're not the school queen, so we don't want her to the party. So, but I want to tell you, Jesus Christ has sent out an invitation. He said, everybody come. All you come. Rejects God, won't you? This invitation is for all the ones that feel that I'm just a reject. But if you're a reject, God wants you. He wants you, you and you to come. This invitation has gone out. And here the Bible says, but they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. So they made light of the invitation. We're in Matthew 22:1-14. They made light of it. They laughed about it. They shrugged it off. One, you know, said, well, I got work to do. He was too busy. So, but look what happened here. When they did get the second invitation, it's when God the Father told them, and Jesus was giving this parable, said that the king told them, go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in and bring them in. And when they got there, he was opening the door for anybody and for everybody. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. I say to you today, take heed and listen to what the Lord is saying. I know he's tugging at somebody's heart because this is an invitation for you. You may have rejected many invitations, but please don't reject the call of God. I thank you for listening to Hope for Today. And if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, why not write us at Hope for Today, P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.